Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our sermon series looking at the three books of wisdom in the Bible. And this week we consider The Power of Words with James Hiddell, member of St. James. Our readings this week are taken from Proverbs 4, verses 23 to 24, 16, verses 21, 18 and 21, and James 3, verses 2 to 12. You can watch the whole of our service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Right, so as we are thinking today about the power of the words that we say, there is some wisdom from Proverbs. The exact references are up there. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from James chapter 3, beginning at verse 2, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say, well, they'd be perfect. Able to keep their whole body in check. But when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they're large and driven by strong winds, they're steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a very small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a very small spark. The tongue also is like a fire. A word of evil among the parts of the body can corrupt the whole body and set the whole course of one's whole life on fire, and it itself is set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise the Lord our Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praising and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. My name's James. I'm part of the preaching team here at St. James. and we're currently working our way through a sermon series on the wisdom literature, specifically the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Job, and Psalms. And today we're looking specifically at a selection of Proverbs that deal with the topic of the words we speak and the effect they have. We've also had a reading from James that deals with the same subject, and I'll draw on a few other verses around the Bible as well to try and pull together an overall sense of what the Bible has to say about the power of words. And words are powerful. Have you ever said something and immediately wished you could take it back? Or perhaps someone once spoke a single sentence that encouraged you so deeply it changed your entire outlook on life? Our words carry immense weight. Words shape our lives. They can lift us up, bring healing, and inspire hope. Or they can wound, discourage, and divide. James uses a couple of vivid images in the first verses of our reading to illustrate how our words, though seemingly small, direct the course of human lives, not just our own. I don't know how much you know about horses, but a bit is the piece of usually metal attached to the bridle and the reins that goes in the mouth of the horse. And it's through this that the rider is able to steer such a powerful animal, and often at incredible speeds. Interesting fact I found out is that the horse doesn't actually bite down on the bit with its teeth. Horses actually have a big gap, as you can see, a big gap between their incisors and their molars. You can't even see their molars, they're right back there. They have this big gap between the teeth in their jaws, and so they're kind of biting down on it with their gums. Likewise, ships. Likewise, ships, especially vast ocean-going vessels, are steered by a relatively tiny rudder. And that has been the case for thousands of years, for as long as people have been sailing the seas, really. Now, there is, of course, a lot more to riding a horse and sailing a ship than this. But the fact remains that it would be difficult to control a horse at speed without a bit, and completely impossible to navigate the oceans in a ship without a rudder. Yet these are seemingly tiny things compared to the size of what they steer. Similarly, many factors will influence the life of a human being, but the tongue and the words it forms will have a disproportionately massive impact on the journeys we take. At this point, though, the image of the bit and the rudder are not enough. A bit will only control the horse that's biting on it, and a rudder will only steer the ship that it is a part of. But the words we speak will not only direct our own path, they also have the power to influence others, and other people's words will have an impact on our own lives. The words someone speaks can breathe life into another person's soul or crush their spirit. A single word of encouragement, "You've got this, I believe in you, God is with you," can transform someone's day and even their destiny. But on the other hand, a careless snip or sharp criticism can leave lasting wounds. Think about your own experiences. Have words spoken over you shaped the way you see yourself? Perhaps a teacher, mentor, or friend once said something that gave you confidence and purpose. Or maybe harsh words created self-doubt and insecurity. Our words matter far more than we often realize. We must use our words with wisdom and grace. Fire is one of the most powerful forces in nature. It can provide warmth and light, but it can also destroy entire forests in moments. James uses this image to warn us. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire. And we've all seen this in action, haven't we? A single careless comment can spread like wildfire, damaging reputations, relationships, and even entire communities. Harsh words spoken in anger can burn bridges that may take years to rebuild. Gossip, slander, and lies can destroy trust in an instant. Proverbs 16:27 echoes this. A scoundrel plots evil, and on their lips it is like a scorching fire. In this verse, it sounds very intentional, doesn't it? But James talks about the tongue more like a potentially volatile animal, often bucking and snarling out of our control. He says that while humanity has tamed all kinds of animals, the tongue remains untamed. No human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. That's a slightly scary thought, isn't it? Our words can be toxic. Have you ever experienced the destructive power of words? Have you ever seen negativity, gossip, or harsh criticism spread in a family, in a workplace, or even in a church? It seeps in and poisons relationships, creating division and hurt. Perhaps you've spoken in frustration and later regretted the pain that you caused. Proverbs 10:19 gives wise counsel here. Sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongues. Sometimes the best thing we can do is simply remain silent. Holding our tongue in moments of anger or frustration can prevent untold harm. Words once spoken cannot be taken back. Proverbs 15, verse 1 reminds us, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. James challenges us, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Our words should be consistent with the faith we profess. And this verse, these verses from Proverbs, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free from perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Now, much of the scriptures mentioned that I've mentioned so far are perhaps a little negative. They've talked about mostly how we shouldn't use our words. And if we only consider these, we'd probably draw the conclusion that we shouldn't say anything at all. To be honest, sometimes saying nothing is the best thing to do. And we probably should consider that an option far more often. But here's the good news. While words can destroy, they can also heal. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 urges us, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. In Proverbs 12, verse 18, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. We don't have to let our words be a destructive fire. We can instead choose to use them to restore and redeem. Proverbs 4, verse 23 from our reading presses the point that our words are connected to the state of our hearts. And Jesus also reminds us that our words reveal what is in our hearts. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of, he says in Luke chapter 6. If our hearts are filled with bitterness, anger, or pride, it will inevitably show in our speech. But if we fill our hearts with God's truth, love, and wisdom, our words will reflect those virtues. If we find ourselves constantly speaking in ways that tear down rather than build up, it's time to examine what's in our hearts. Are we harboring bitterness, jealousy, pride? The solution isn't just to try harder to control our tongues. It's allowing Christ to transform our hearts so that our words will in turn be transformed. If we want to change the way we speak, we must start with what we feed our hearts. Are we meditating on things that are true, noble, and praiseworthy, as mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8? If so, our words will naturally become more life-giving. Proverbs 16 from our reading tells us, the wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instructions. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Have you ever received a kind word at just the right time? A simple compliment, a heartfelt encouragement, or gentle reassurance can bring deep comfort and healing. Words have the power to nourish. Just as honey is both sweet and medicinal, our words can bring joy and restoration. However, wise and gracious words do not always come as naturally as the more destructive words. It's often much easier to speak rashly. That's why we must seek God's wisdom and discipline in our speech. If we are to honour God, we must strive for consistency in the things we say. This means choosing words that build up rather than tear down, speaking truth rather than deceit, and using our tongues to bless rather than curse. By surrendering our words to Christ, we allow him to shape our speech so that it reflects his character. And I want to make just one more point before briefly discussing some practical applications and then having a moment of reflection as we move into our prayers. Proverbs 18:21 is perhaps one of the most striking verses in Scripture about the weight of our words. The tongue has the power of life and death. Those who love it will eat its fruit. What we say doesn't just affect others, it also impacts us. If we cultivate life-giving speech, we will experience the blessing of encouragement, joy, and peace. If our words are careless, bitter, or destructive, we will reap the consequences of discord and pain. Our words affect those to whom they are spoken, but they also affect we who speak them. Our words flow out of what is in our hearts, but they also affect what seeps back into our hearts. Every word we speak is like a seed. Once planted, it will bear fruit, either good or bad. If we sow words of kindness, encouragement, and truth, we will reap relationships filled with trust, love, and joy. If we sow words of gossip, criticism, or deceit, we will eventually face the consequences of broken relationships and regret. So what practical steps should we take from these verses so that we're able to speak life? James 1 verse 19 gives us practical wisdom for harnessing the power of our words. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. We must consciously pause before we speak, especially when we're feeling emotional. We must give ourselves the chance to choose words that build up rather than tear down. Before speaking, we should pause and ask ourselves, is it true? Is it kind? Is it helpful? Is it necessary? And if you can't say yes to most of those questions, then don't say it. Let's make Psalm 141 verse 3 our prayer. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Make an intentional effort to speak words of encouragement daily to develop the habit of uplifting speech. Listen to those around us who speak life so that their example may encourage us to do the same. And when we fail, because we all will, we must be quick to apologize, seek forgiveness, and commit to speaking with greater wisdom and grace. By doing so, we allow God to continually refine us and make our words a source of life and blessing to others. And similarly, we have to remember that others will inevitably speak careless or hurtful words over us from time to time. We need to forgive and not let those words take root in our hearts. Sometimes all we need to do is just give people the benefit of the doubt and think, they didn't really mean that, did they? And even if they did, then it's still a time to forgive, to practice the act of forgiveness. And we need to listen to the words of our Heavenly Father who speaks over us. We need to listen to the God who spoke the universe into existence, who breathed life into us. And to Jesus Christ, the very Word of God, who gave up heaven and took up the cross because he loves us so. Our words hold great power, power to direct, destroy, defile, or bring life. The passages we've looked at this morning warn us of the dangers of an unchecked tongue, but they do encourage us to embrace the opportunities for transformation that our words can present. They teach us to guard our hearts so that our words will be wise, gracious, and healing. And they show us that by speaking words that build up, we not only bless others, but also create an environment where relationships can thrive. If we surrender our speech to God, he can use our words to encourage, heal, and strengthen those around us. Each and every day, we have countless opportunities to choose life-giving speech over destructive words. May we strive to speak kindness, truth, and grace, reflecting the love of Christ in every conversation. Let us be known as people whose words build up rather than tear down, whose speech reflects the wisdom and goodness of God. As we go forward, let's pray for God's help in taming our tongues and using our words for his glory. May our speech always be seasoned with love and guided by his wisdom. May our words be like honey, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. I'm going to transition now from sermon mode into the prayers by way of some quiet reflections. It may be that some of the things I've said this morning have stirred up slightly uncomfortable memories for you. And I think it's important we don't sweep those away and move on too quickly. So I'd like us all now to take a moment to quieten our minds and to prayerfully consider these things. When you think of how you use your tongue, what regrets do you have? Are there words you wish you hadn't spoken? Have you hurt someone through the things you've said? This may be words you spoke yesterday or words that have haunted you for years. Or perhaps what casts a shadow over your heart are words of life that you failed to speak to someone who desperately needed them. Don't shy away from them now. Take a moment to reflect on any damage you may have caused and ask God for wisdom and grace to make things right. Vow to seek reconciliation where needed and choose to be a source of healing rather than destruction. You may be able to reconcile with this person, or perhaps that opportunity has passed. Either way, you can speak honestly now in your heart to God, knowing that he was there when you spoke or failed to speak those words. He heard them as if they were spoken to or withheld from him, and it did nothing to damage the great love he has for you. Know that you are forgiven, that the past has passed, and it does not need to dictate your future. Are there any words you have spoken that have been spoken over you that tore at your spirit and left you feeling like a weight around your neck ever since you first heard them? You may have learnt to ignore them, but if they still echo in your mind, then take a moment now to notice that however loud those derisive voices may be, there is a louder voice declaring that you are a precious child of our Heavenly Father, fearfully and wonderfully made, because he wanted someone just like you to walk his earth and beautify all the places you tread. And now take a moment to evaluate what you're feeding your heart. Are you dwelling on negativity, gossip, resentment? Ask God to cleanse your heart and fill it with his truth so that your words may bring healing and encouragement. Lord God, we pray that you would inspire us to speak words that build up. You would inspire us to take ownership of the things we have said in the past that we shouldn't, the things we have withheld that we should have said. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, would you help us consider what we are dwelling on, what is filling our hearts. Lord God, would we seek to fill our hearts with goodness, with truth, with the beauty of our heavenly Maker and Saviour?
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.